Democrats won some important victories in Tuesday's elections. They suffered a stinging defeat in New York City. Mark Green, the Democratic candidate for mayor, lost to Republican Michael Bloomberg, even though the Democrats enjoy a 5-to-1 advantage in voter registration. One of the reasons was a split in the Democrats' traditional multi-ethnic coalition. Large numbers of Latino voters deserted the Democratic Party to vote Republican. NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson reports on what could be a troubling new trend for the Democrats.
Democrats can usually count on around 75% of the Latino vote in New York City, but on Tuesday, 50% of Latinos voted for billionaire Republican Mike Bloomberg. Bloomberg had courted the Hispanic vote, but there was also a backlash against Democrat Mark Green. Latino leaders thought Green had used racist tactics in the primary against Bronx Borough President Fernando Ferrer. Green supporters are also furious, blaming Ferrer's camp for sabotaging Green's chances. The situation is causing national Democratic leaders a lot of heartburn. Here's Democratic Party Chairman Terry McAuliffe.
New York, as you know, was a difficult situation. I think I was there 6 times in the last 10 days to negotiate with all the different parties to try and bring unity and peace there. We did the best we could, and we have to spend a lot of time as we go forward in New York City to repair the bad feelings up there, and that is a top priority of mine.
There is a lot of bad blood in New York City. One thing Latino leaders are angry about is an ad Green used against Ferrer in the primary.
Fernando Ferrer, borderline irresponsible, higher taxes, a divided city. Can we afford to take a chance?
Some Latinos thought the ad appealed to racial resentment. The result? Some prominent Latinos endorsed Bloomberg, and Roberto Ramirez, the powerful Bronx Democratic Party leader, did nothing to turn out the vote for Green. But this kind of ethnic strife isn't new in New York City. As a matter of fact, says political scientist John Mollenkopf, it's very old.
When there's a rising ethnic group within the Democratic Party that is not getting sufficient due from the groups that preceded it historically and are in control of the Democratic Party, it really has to not only threaten, but actually defect to the other side in order to get the Democratic Party to respond to its interests and its needs.
Jews and Italians had the same experience 100 years ago, and that's why, Mollenkopf says, so many Italians in New York are Republicans. Ethnic tensions in the Democratic coalition are not unique to New York. In the Houston mayor's race, the Latino vote split, forcing a runoff between a black Democrat and a Latino Republican. And in the nonpartisan Los Angeles mayor's race in April, an Anglo-Democrat ran against a Latino Democrat in a campaign that left many Hispanic voters furious because of this negative ad.
A convicted crack cocaine dealer's father contributed money to Antonio Villaraigosa. Villaraigosa wrote to the White House pardon office for the drug dealer.
No one is suggesting that Latinos are about to desert the Democratic Party in statewide or national races, but to political scientist Chris Garcia at the University of New Mexico, there are signs of a new trend.
Perhaps the mayoral races in Los Angeles and New York are a harbinger of things to come. We may have the beginning of Latinos becoming much more aware of group self-interests separate from the Democratic Party.
Democratic National Committee Chairman Terry McAuliffe knows that parties without unified coalitions lose, and he's determined not to have any more fratricidal fights inside the party.
I have been very vocal about what occurred in the New York mayor's race. There were some people who did partake in discriminatory activities, and I promised if I found out who did it that I would throw them out of the party. This is not going to go on in the future, so we're going to be very vigilant as we go forward to make sure that we all work together in a unified way.
The beneficiaries of the Democratic Party's problems are the Republicans, of course, and Republican National Committee Chairman Jim Gilmore says the GOP is working hard to take advantage.
I certainly think that the Democrats have not consolidated the Hispanic community as part of their coalition, and these races, of course, continue to demonstrate that. But we're not worried about what the Democrats are or are not doing. We're focusing on being for the Hispanic community and offering the common values and goals that we believe that we all share of entrepreneurship and independence and strong family values. This is the essence of the Hispanic community, and we think they're natural Republican voters.
In New York City, Mayor-elect Mike Bloomberg has learned this lesson well. His first meeting after election night was breakfast with Fernando Ferrer, the Latino Democrat who lost the Democratic primary to Mark Green. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.